Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. Public art can alter the landscape of a neighborhood and provide a new lens through which to see the area.
So it's about trying to create places and create magical experiences for people.
Our guest today is Stephen Manka, one of Cleveland's most successful public artists with works throughout Northeast Ohio. Welcome, Stephen.
Good to be with you, Amy.
What caused you to take an interest in public art and urban design?
Well, I went to grad school at Kent, and coming out of a typical architecture desk job where I was sort of maybe the more artistic drawing, maybe by artistic I meant unreliable architect guy, riding my bike into work and experiencing cities. Kent's program opened me to urban design, which really changed the course of my design thinking to think about public spaces. And of course, public art is a big part of that.
So a lot of your public art seems to reflect the identity of the city it's in or a context of a neighborhood or a location. How do you think public displays affect identity of a place, of a city, of a locale?
If it's done well or done by accident, that something is adopted, boy, you know, if the community likes it and, you know, talks about it. I've been in front of some of my projects. In fact, one of the more successful ones is a fence in front of Cleveland Public Theater, and another person walking by, and I'm watching a person drag their hand across it and kind of admiring it. So those moments are nice, but you know, when you get a vibe right and it's embraced, it's a great feeling. So it's a successful project in that regard.
Is there something specific about that project that you think caused it to catch on? Is it simply that you just can't resist touching a wavy fence, or
each project's a bit different? And I try to find a concept that's of that place. And so for the Detroit Shoreway, Gordon Square, and particularly Cleveland Public Theater's campus, I wanted to kind of have this idea of the vibrations of Lake Erie, maybe the wavelength of Lake Erie, which isn't quite visible, but I wanted it to have a presence, even though it's like two blocks away or a little further, really. So that was just a graphic image. This kind of underlining fence becomes this tying thread that ties all their buildings together. They had just acquired this beautiful Eastern Orthodox jewel box of a chapel and threading to their theaters that are maybe about 200 feet away. So this fence becomes this thread that ties their campus together. So simple, and it's a fence, it's utilitarian, but it has people even walking on it, you know, and I encourage that too.
How do your ideas come to you? How do you think through the way you might position something?
Often through eliminating bad ideas. I often feel like a designer who has to work through and really continually almost struggle in some cases. Doesn't always come to me. Sometimes it does, but really it's through like, that's not it, that's not it. Okay, this is getting closer, and then it starts feeling better, and then maybe then I'll show it to the client. But really it wants to speak to that place that it's going and to speak to something, some texture of the neighborhood. But also I want it to be elements that are mysterious, like not perfectly legible just yet. So there could be layers to why the things are happening. You know, each project's a bit different.
You've done a range of projects. So do you have a sense of different ways people react to the art? You talked about the fence and people wanting to touch it. How do people engage with it? How do they react?
Another project that's getting really nice feedback, and it does feel good. It's for Edgewater's new pavilion. I was asked with about 5 weeks before the ribbon cutting to create a bench, a special bench that would be suspended under this kind of accessible walkway. And a partner of mine, fabulous blacksmith, Stephen Yusko, we teamed up and we both looked at ourselves like, this is impossible. But these benches, we did it. We killed ourselves to get it done. And we're getting such incredible feedback. Like, people love these benches. And I'm so happy about that. And again, it's such a high profile and it's utilitarian, but there's moments that are meant to be beautiful, but it's very functional. That's sort of the art I'm making is often will have a utilitarian purpose. But then beyond that, it's like there's an image to it, maybe some mystery to it, I hope.
You had mentioned you're an alum of Kent State University. How did that prepare you for what you do now?
I studied with Ruth Durack, amongst other great professors there in the graduate program. This fellow, Richard Roll, was stationed out in Italy. So the first thing they did was they shipped me to Italy, which I'm like, I really like this school a lot. Came back from Italy, went to the new Urban Design Center, downtown Cleveland, and we began doing essentially design charrettes among our personal studies and our capstone projects to get our master's degree. But thinking about communities, and almost like thinking like you're a psychologist and you're putting the community on your couch, you go and you meet with them and you kind of read between the lines of what they're saying and what they mean, and then you begin to think, well, you know, it might be nice to do this or that. And on the big scope of urban design, that could be a parkway that, that cuts through and there's an overlook and there's a special moment. So it's about trying to create places and create magical experiences for people. That's one of the great things I think I took away, and thanks to Ruth Derrack, who has since passed, but we'll always remember her for giving me these experiences. Because from that, I find like being able to draw and communicate through drawing and to come up with like ideas that kind of resonate.
You've done a lot of different kinds of projects. Is there one kind of project so far in your career you haven't yet been able to do, but you desperately want to take on?
There's one. It finished third place. It was a concept I came up with for the University of Texas in San Antonio. It's for a new science wing. And I thought this idea of this enormous test tube frame, like 20, 30 feet tall, with these suspended test tubes. But the test tubes would be embedded with LED nodes. So basically, it becomes this round television screen, if you will. So they looked at me like, yeah, are you sure you can accomplish this? And I was still kind of new at it. I'm like, I think so. And they're like, oh, we're going to go with another idea for now. But I always thought it would be kind of neat to do these enormous test tubes. And they were situated as a gateway. You'd pass under them as a ceremonial entry into this science wing, you know. So that one's on the shelf.
So you'll dust it off at the next opportunity.
I'll try. Maybe now that I've talked about it. I'll put it on my website so people can check it out and tell me where I should put it.
Well, thank you for sharing your art and your thoughts with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Amy. Thank you.
We've been talking with Stephen Manka, Cleveland artist and owner of Manka Design Studio. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.